Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Good morning and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo and I'm so delighted to be with you this morning. Wherever you are in this wonderful country of ours, the U.S. of A., or wherever you are in the world, I'm so glad you're able to join me this morning, whatever time of day it might be in your world. And I would like to let you know that if you want to call in during this program, the telephone number to call in to is 888-268-4313. This is BBS Radio, and we're delighted to have you with us. Again, 888-268-4313. Now, if this is the first time you've heard this show and you wonder why you're going to have an opportunity to call in, well, I am a mental intuitive, and I would be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. During this next hour, we're going to be sharing a lot of information with you, and I know that you will find some of it fascinating, intriguing, and interesting. And if you'd like to call in and chat with me, let me do my demonstration of mind skills, and then you're welcome to ask a question about anything that you like, and we do limit it to one question a person. You're welcome to do that as well. And there will be information later on in the show as to how you can reach me directly if you'd like, and also email and website information, because I'm always interested in what you have to say. And you may have a special story that you'd like to share with me, so those things will be coming up in the program. I wanted to start off with a quote this morning, and this comes from Samuel Lyman Atwood Marshall. He was a military historian, and I found his words of wisdom just very inspiring for the beginning of the day, and I wanted to share it with you. He asked a question first. The question is, what is the test of human character? His response to that question when it was posed to him, with a great deal of thought, he wrote these words. What is the test of human character? It is probably this, that a man will know how to be patient in the midst of hard circumstance and can continue to be personally effective while living through whatever discouragements beset him and his companions. Whatever discouragements beset him and his companions. Who of us haven't been kicked in the teeth by life in some way or another? Good gracious. I haven't met anyone, unless it's a newborn babe, and even then they've had a tough time just getting into this world. Well, what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with those circumstances that are very much out of our control? What are we going to do when life sort of smacks us upside of the head and says, excuse me, are you listening? Are you paying attention? Or, you know, I think you really mucked up a mess here in your life. What are you going to do about it? Well, you never know. And so consequently, what I like to share with people is you have to be present in the moment. You really have to deal with what's in front of you at that time. And if you're like me, at different points of experience in your life, you've lost sleep, you've paced floors, you've cried, sometimes you maybe have stormed verbally, because you don't understand why life is doing what it's doing to you. Well, I want you to know something. Life is what it is. And you can whine about it, you can cry about it, you can have temper tantrums about it, or you can say, wait a minute, I can take charge of who I am right at this moment, right here and now, and I am going to try to figure out what I can do. And if there's nothing I can do, then how am I going to respond to what's happening to me? And some recommendations I have, very simple ones. I'll bring up the word patience. But you know, sometimes all we need to do is pick up a phone and call somebody and say, I need help. Also, you might just need to take a walk. Take a walk around the block. Do something that's entirely different so that your focus is shifted, so that you can take whatever is grabbing your attention that's creating so much fear, you can shift it in something else. And one of the best ways to do that is to get involved with somebody else's stuff to a degree. Now, maybe you're in the middle of a jungle and you just don't know what to do. Well, have a cup of tea. And I know you think I'm probably a little goofy when I say that, but when you can shift your focus to something else so that you get out of the quagmire of confusion that's in your mind, it can make such a difference in your life. I had a very dear friend. She was a top executive. She was the first female executive in the whiskey industry. This was a few years back, and bless her soul, she's passed on now, but she would get so stressed. She was involved in a corporate positioning, and it really doesn't make any difference whether you're male or female. When you're in that situation, you have got problems. You're supposed to be the problem solver, and she was getting bombarded. You know how she handled the moments of panic? She would go home to her condominium, get out her bucket, put in some cleaning stuff, and scrub her kitchen floor. Now, this was a very sophisticated, elegant lady. The last thing you could ever imagine her doing is scrubbing the kitchen floor. But she was an English woman, and she had gone through very, very difficult times in her life. So she said, scrubbing floors was not unknown to me. And she said, Donna, I want to keep in mind here, my floor was relatively small, but I'd get down on my hands and knees, and I would scrub. By the time I finished that small area of floor, I had balance back in my life. I know that doesn't seem like it's a very big thing, but she said, that's how I deal with stress. Somebody else, like I said, may take a walk. Somebody else may just talk to a friend. Or you may decide to write out your pain in a journal. The key is you realize that what you've got, the situation in front of you, is what it is, and it's your response to it that makes a difference. Let me share with you a story about Vernon Duke. He composed the music for April in Paris, and he worked with a lyricist, Yip Harburg. And they both had known a great deal about Paris, and Vernon had lived there many, many years. And so there was a very, very dear friend of his. And this is a story that's been passed around in the entertainment industry. According to what has been passed around, a very dear friend of Vernon Duke's was so inspired by the song, so enchanted with its visuals. Now, this friend decided that they were going to go to Paris during April. Now, he returned from this trip to Paris during the month of April, not a happy person. He did not find that it was enchanting. He found the weather was terrible. He just had the worst trip of his life. So, what did he do? He made sure that he got in touch with Vernon Duke and told him what he went through and was very upset because he said Paris wasn't like the song. Well, Duke asked him a question. He said, why on earth did you decide to go to Paris in April? The weather is always terrible that time of the year. His friend said, because of you. Because of this silly song that you wrote, April in Paris. It's so wonderful. That's what you said Paris was. Well, Vernon Duke had a little bit of a chuckle, and he very, very quietly and patiently said to his friend, oh my, well, I'm so sorry you had this experience. But I have to tell you, the reason that the song was titled April in Paris was a very good reason for that. He said it was supposed to be May in Paris, but the rhythm of the music required two syllables, so we switched it to April. Well, according to the story, this is something that goes on, and you know, it just happens. So many times we put ourselves, or we are in situations that are dreary, that are just not what we want them to be. But remember, you don't have to buy into it. You don't have to do that. April in Paris, well, it might have been May in Paris, but it didn't go with the music. What are you going to do with the music in your life? What are you going to do with the music for your experience? How are you going to play it out? I bet you the next time the guy changed his plans and took the trip to Paris during a different time of the year. Donna Sebo here, and if you'd like to give me a call and chat this morning, the telephone lines are open, 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. 4313. Now, during this hour, I want to encourage you to have a pad of paper and a pen handy because we're going to be sharing some wonderful information with you. Also, I have an absolutely awesome recipe for a pepper-crusted salmon. Ah, yes, I'm here in the Pacific Northwest, and salmon is just one of our passions. We just love it. So I've got a recipe that I think will just tickle your taste buds, so you want to have that pad of paper and pen handy. Meanwhile, again, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, 888-268-4313. Now, I wanted to share some questions that were sent to me by one of my listeners, and I have another radio show that I do, and these are some questions that were sent to me, so I wanted to share them with you. If you're one of those individuals that thinks you know everything, well, I'm going to put out a challenge to you this morning because I don't think you do. We'll find out. So you're going to have to answer some of these questions to yourself. Now, I'm going to pose five questions to you. The first one is, name the one sport in which neither the spectators nor the participants, know the score or the leader until the contest ends. That's right. That's question number one. Question number two, what famous North American landmark is constantly moving backward? What famous North American landmark is constantly moving backward? Question number three, of all vegetables, only two can live to produce on their own for several growing seasons. All other vegetables must be replanted every year. What are the only two perennial vegetables? Question number four, what fruit has seeds on the outside? Oh, I bet you can get that one. What fruit has seeds on the outside? And number five, this one's a doozy. In many liquor stores, you can buy pear brandy with a real pear inside the bottle. Now, the pear is whole and ripe, and the bottle is genuine. Now, the bottle has not been cut in any way. How do you think the pear got into that bottle? A question to ponder. Yes, so I'm going to be taking a break in a couple of minutes. When we come back from the break, I am going to give you those answers. I also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in and chat with me, I am an intuitive. You can go ahead, give me a call toll-free at 888-268-4313. I am Donna Sebo. I'm a mental practitioner psychic. I'll be delighted to chat with you. I'll give you my mental impression first, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. Are you a clutter bug? Do you have clutter all over the place? Well, let me tell you something. I have to plead guilty. I review over 600 books a year, and I have a dining room that has books almost up to the ceiling with authors, and by the way, you're going to be hearing some of these authors on upcoming shows that I do interviews with. And I have paper. If you're like me, you get so much stuff in the mail. What can you do with all this clutter? It adds up so fast. I mean, I have cleaned away tons of clutter. We've got a paper recycling bin. That thing is loaded solid every other week, just from mail and various processes of paperwork that we have to do. Stuff. Are you in that same situation? Well, sometimes what we want to do is recycle, which we do quite a bit of it here in our office. But what about you? Well, you know what? Maybe have a friend come over. Have a declutter day. Volunteer to fix some chicken or something, or have pizza and beer, whatever works for you, and work together as a team. If you have someone to help you declutter things, it makes it so much easier. And you know what? It's a great way to visit with friends. I've had friends over that have helped me do this, and we have such a good time. Plus, we eat good food, and we just have so much to share. And pitching all that paper and cleaning stuff up, it is a great thing to do. So whether it's your office or your garage, declutter, it's just a habit you have to do. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break in just a few seconds. Telephone lines are open, 888-268-4313. If you would like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, I would be delighted to do it. When we come back from break, I'm going to be sharing some information with you about some nutrition and so many other things. And don't forget, we have got a wonderful pepper-crusted salmon recipe you're not going to want to miss. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Good morning, Donna Sebo. This is an hour of mind power, and I welcome you if you would like to call in. I am an intuitive, a mental practitioner. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Give me a call here at 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. And don't forget, you're listening to bbsradio.com. Be sure and tell your friends about this wonderful, wonderful broadcasting system that is available to anybody, anywhere in the world. And you're going to have a lot of wonderful music, other people besides myself that are bringing to you information and details that I think about life, about experience that I know that you will enjoy. Donna Sebo here. Again, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 888-268-4313. I want to take a moment to share some information with you regarding nutrition. If you're like me, you're always open and interested in finding out about what has been discovered, what is going to make you healthier. You work hard to eat right. You want to feed yourself, your family. Good food, don't you? Of course you do. Well, I would like to bring something to your attention, and it's about a product called glyconutrients. Now, what are glyconutrients? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting many of them in our food anymore. And scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are sugar protein structures that line each and every cell of your body. Now, 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. Now, again, this is Donna Sebo speaking. Every day, I bring to listeners around the country and around the world information that empowers and lights up your life. Now, I want to do a little bit more of that in a different way. I want you to go to my website, which is DelphiInternational.com. That's D-E-L-P-H-I, International.com. And I want you to find out more about these wonderful nutrients, glyconutrients. Now, all you need to do is go to my website, and that's DelphiInternational.com. Go to the home page, go to the left side of that home page, touch the glyconutrient button, and you will find a page of information with other links that you can go to for more. And I encourage you to do that. MIT's Technology Review in February of 2003 stated that glycomics is one of 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. And why? Well, it's just going to do it. We're learning more and more every day. Education is the key to advancement of understanding, as always, and making my life better and your life better. Won't you visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, that's D-E-L-P-H-I, International.com, touch on that glyconutrient button, find out more. It's made a big difference for myself, for my family, and my friends, and I would like to see that it makes a difference for you. Go to DelphiInternational.com, push that button, glyconutrients. It may make a big difference in your life. Donna Sebo here, and telephone line is open if you would like to give me a buzz to let me light up your life with a little bit of insight. The telephone number to call in to is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. We see a cute little bunny on TV all the time. so many ads, and it's the Energizer Bunny. Remember him? Well, he's going to have to do something differently in the near future. Why? Because there has been a particular advancement in technology. What is it called? It's called the Ultra Capacitor. I had never heard about this. However, we are all familiar with our cell phones all of a sudden dropping calls, and we go, whoops, how did that happen? Well, apparently a lot of this is due to batteries that are in our cell phones, and they seem to be the weak link in mobile electronics. Well, there's an MIT electrical engineer, Joel Schindahl, who thinks that it is really timely and very important that we start looking at technology about capacitors. And they're better than batteries in almost every way, he says, except in the amount of energy that they store. Now, Joel and his research group have decided that they are going to see how they can get past this limitation. Now, why are the ultra capacitors so very, very special? Well, unlike batteries, they produce voltage from a chemical reaction. Capacitors store electricity between a pair of metal plates. Now, the larger the area of the plates and the smaller the space between them, the more energy a capacitor can hold. Now, Joel's group had a very radical idea. They decided they were going to cover the plates with millions of microscopic filaments known as carbon nanotubes. And these tiny tubes vastly expand the surface area. What happens is it creates a perfect sponge for electricity. Joel said, now we can expect to store an amount of energy that is comparable to what batteries store. Now, a capacitor-powered cell phone could be charged in minutes or seconds instead of hours. Isn't that awesome? You wouldn't have to leave your phone plugged in all night long. And since capacitors can be reused indefinitely, environmental waste from discarded batteries would become a thing of the past. That is a major, major issue. But how do we deal with recycling? This is going to eliminate a lot of that. The battery industry is going to be going through a major change. And he says, Joel Schindahl and his group at MIT say that they expect that these ultra capacitors are going to be available in less than 5 years. Isn't it amazing what happens when minds get together? When people are problem solvers and they say, we've got this situation, we don't like it. What are we going to do about it? Have you ever encountered a situation like that? Well, the thing to remember is, one mind is great. Two minds working together are wonderful. Three, it's phenomenal. And four, it's awesome. Why? Because when you're working towards a common purpose, every person that's part of the team brings together something that is needed. And I can remember watching a program about MIT. This was a few years back, and I was so impressed with it. And I honestly don't remember the name of the professor that initiated this program. But there's a contest that's done every year. And how this all started is a contest of who can design what. And they do robotic things today that are just mind-boggling whenever you see any of their films on what these students put together. But it all started with a professor who noticed that his students were learning things from the books, but they really didn't understand engineering. And as a professional engineer himself, he knew that many times what you studied in books was not in any way applicable to real life. A lot of those theories were just that. They were theories. And depending on what environment you were in, those theories just may not absolutely not work. So what did he do? He wanted to have his students learn how to develop their problem skills. He went and got a whole bunch of trash, basically, that's what it was. Nuts, bolts, springs, screws, and he gave the students, after he teamed them up, and I don't recall whether it was three or four students per team, doesn't make any difference what the number was. He said, your teams, and what you're going to do, you've got this box of junk, this stuff. You're each going to get this stuff. And you have to come up with a workable design, and he would give them a project. Well, the first time they did it, it was incredible. It was a contest, but what happened is The students learned very quickly a lot of the applications, again, in the book. This is what the professor was trying to teach them. Didn't work. They found there was influences of weight. There were just all kinds of things that would come into play. And he'd say, you have to figure it out. And they had to do that. They learned a lot of things. From their failures, they learned just as much as they did from their successes. Now, the wonderful thing about this contest was that there was no limitation on what they could do. They had to be imaginative. They had to deal with basic stuff. They had to be able to make it work. And the teams had to learn how to work together as individuals, and that was another part of the project. Because when you're dealing with issues, when you're dealing with projects, I don't care if it's with a corporation or you're a mechanic in a garage somewhere or you're a medical professional or you're a counselor, when you are working with other people, there needs to be good communication so that you can understand and can convey what, one, the objective is, two, the options that can be worked with, and three, work together as a team. Everyone has weak points and everybody has strong points. But when you pull together for a common objective and you all see it and you're not in there with egos saying, I'm better than you are, and all of this kind of nonsense, you work together, it's amazing the miracles that can happen. It's absolutely amazing. It's happened time and time again. Thomas Edison is a phenomenal example of that. Thomas Edison didn't invent everything that is given credit to him for. He had a wonderful team of resourceful people, and they worked together. They worked together. You don't hear much about his team in the background, but they were there. Without them, he never would have accomplished it, because it took many minds working, many different applications of thought and process. So remember that as you're going through your day. Understand, you might need to have somebody else's ideas. And MIT, they have this contest every day. And here is this Joel, who, along with his colleagues, has come up with something that's going to make our lives so much better. And other people are going to pick up on it, and maybe they'll improve on it too. So remember, you're a part of this experience of life, and you can contribute so much to it. Don't ever think you can't. But you may need some help. And isn't that a good thing? Donna Sebo here, mental practitioner psychic. If you'd like to call in this morning and let me light up your life with a little bit of insight, no matter where you are, it's a toll-free number at 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. You're listening to this program through bbsradio.com. Be sure you tell your friends about this. And also, we'll be coming up with more information about other times when this program is going to be on so that you can tune in. But also remember, there's a lot of other people that contribute to programming on this wonderful outlet for bbsradio.com. So mark it in your special place so that you can go to it. And don't forget, we've also got archives. There is this recipe I said that I would give out to you this morning, and I just think it's awesome living here in the Northwest. Salmon is one of our favorite fish. And it just has such a delicate, wonderful flavor. And what I wanted to do was give you this recipe this morning for a pepper-crusted salmon. Now, this is a cognac cream sauce that is going to just make this utterly, utterly delectable. So if you have that pad of paper handy and a pen, here we go. This is what is going to go into making this absolutely fabulous dish that will make you the hit of any dinner party or dinner, lunch, whenever you would want to serve it. People will just be raving about your wonderful culinary touch. Here's what you're going to need. 2 1/4 teaspoons of crushed peppercorns. That's 2 1/4 teaspoons of crushed peppercorns. 3/4 teaspoon of salt. 3/4 teaspoon of salt. 1.5 pounds of salmon, and you want to have the fillets. 1.5 pounds of filleted salmon. 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/4 cup of chopped shallots. That's going to be about 2 shallots. Or you can use leeks if you want. Just remember to wash those leeks thoroughly because they do get very sandy. So you want to use, again, 1/4 cup of chopped shallots. You want a quarter of a cup of cognac, quarter of a cup of cognac, three quarters of a cup of heavy cream, three quarters of a cup of heavy cream, a tablespoon of chopped fresh parsley, and maybe some rice pilaf, or if you like some fettuccine, whatever is your favorite pasta, whatever you'd like to serve with it. This would be what you would put the salmon on. So you make your choice about what you'd like, whether you'd like a rice or a noodle. It's your choice. Now, here are the steps that you take. Now, you're going to need to preheat your oven to 450 degrees. 450 degrees. So you just take care of that. Then you want to have a jelly roll pan. You want to line it with foil because the salmon is going to create a bit of a mess. So line it with foil. And then what you want to do is your 2 teaspoons of peppercorns and your 1/2 teaspoon of salt. You just mix those together. That takes you all of 5 seconds. You pat that onto the top of your salmon. Just pat it right onto the top. Then in a skillet, you want to heat your oil over medium-high heat. Once that oil is nice and hot, you want to add your salmon skin side up, and you want to cook it until the bottom is browned. Remember, you are going to sauté this first, skin side up, till the bottom is brown. It's only going to take about 3 minutes. Then you transfer to your jelly roll pan, skin side down. Skin side down. You roast it in your 450-degree oven until it is cooked thoroughly. That's going to take maybe a maximum of 7 minutes. So you have to watch that. And while that's cooking, you take your shallots, you cook them in the same skillet that you browned your salmon in until they're tender. That's just going to take about a minute. Then you add your cognac and you cook it because you're going to scrape up all of those tiny bits of brown stuff that's on the bottom of the pan. And you are cooking this until the cognac is almost evaporated. Then you add your cream. And it's a good idea to have your cream at room temperature. So add your cream, and you boil, let it boil in that skillet until it thickens, and then you add your parsley and your remaining peppercorns and salt. And, of course, your salmon is done by then. If you want to serve it on a platter, just lay out those noodles and or rice and put it on your platter, and then put your fillets over the top, and then take that sauce. Absolutely wonderful. Pour it over the top, and you know what? It is absolutely scrumptious. Have a salad. Fix something wonderful and some freshly baked crusty bread with butter. You are going to be absolutely the king or queen of the kitchen. People are going to say, when can I come back for the next meal? Pepper-crusted salmon. Wonderful, wonderful dish. Donna Sebo here. Intuitive, if you would like to give me a call, let me light up your life with a little bit of insight, then give me a buzz at 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. By the way, I want to let you know that if you want to have an opportunity to find out more about me, go to my website, DelphiInternational.com. That's Delphi, just like the Delphi Oracle, international.com. And yes, that is the whole word, international. And I put out a monthly newsletter, and you are welcome to subscribe to that newsletter. It is free. It'll give information on the upcoming guests I'm going to be having on my shows. It will give you all kinds of information, fun stories. It's very upbeat and positive, just like my regular daily programming is. So just know you can subscribe to that. Just send me an email at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. And I am more than happy to add you to the subscriber list. Now, one of my listeners sent me a story that I think is just so absolutely fabulous. And it tells about how we touch people's lives. We don't know who we're going to meet that we're going to make a difference to. And that's what this story is all about. Its title is The Old Phone on the Wall. When I was quite young, my father had one of the first telephones in our neighborhood. I remember the polished old case fastened to the wall. The shiny receiver hung on the side of the box. I was too little to reach the telephone, but used to listen with fascination when my mother talked to it. Then I discovered that somewhere inside this wonderful device lived an amazing person. Her name was Information, Please, and there was nothing she did not know. Information, Please could supply anyone's number and the correct time. My personal experience with a genie in a bottle came one day while my mother was visiting a neighbor. Amusing myself at the tool bench in the basement, I whacked my finger with a hammer. The pain was terrible, but there seemed to be no point in crying because there was no one home to give me any sympathy. I walked around the house, sucking on my throbbing finger, finally arriving at the stairway. The telephone. Quickly, I ran for the footstool in the parlor and dragged it to the landing. Climbing up, I unhooked the receiver in the parlor and held it to my ear. "Information, please," I said into the mouthpiece just above my head. A click or two, and a small, clear voice spoke in my ear. "Information?" "I hurt my finger," I wailed into the phone. The tears came readily enough now that I had an audience. "Isn't your mother home?" came the question. "Nobody's home but me," I blubbered. "Are you bleeding?" the voice asked. "No," I replied. "I hit my finger with a hammer and it hurts." "Can you open the icebox?" she asked. I said I could. "Then chip off a little bit of ice and hold it to your finger," said the voice. After that, I called "Information, please," for everything. I asked her for help with my geography, and she told me where Philadelphia was. She helped me with my math. She even told me my pet chipmunk that I had caught in the park just the day before would eat fruit and nuts. Then there was the time Petey, our pet canary, died. I called "Information, please," and told her the sad story. She listened and then said things grown-ups say to soothe a child. But I wasn't consoled at all. I asked her, "Why is it that birds should sing so beautifully and bring joy to all families, only to end up as a heap of feathers on the bottom of a cage?" She must have sensed my deep concern, for she said quietly, "Wayne, always remember, there are other worlds to sing in." Somehow I felt better. Another day I was on the telephone. "Information, please." "Information," said in the now familiar voice. "How do I spell fix?" I asked. Now, all this took place in a small town in the Pacific Northwest. When I was 9 years old, we moved across the country to Boston. I missed my friend so very much. "Information, please" belonged in that old wooden box back home, and I somehow never thought of trying the shiny new phone that sat on the table in the hall. As I grew into my teens, the memories of those childhood conversations never really left me. Often in moments of doubt and perplexity, I would recall the serene sense of security I had then. I appreciated how patient, understanding, and kind "Information, please" was to have spent her time on a little boy. A few years later, on my way west to college, my plane put down in Seattle. I had about a half hour or so between planes. I spent 15 minutes on the phone with my sister, who lived there now. Then, without thinking what I was doing, I dialed my hometown operator and said, "Information, please." Now, I hadn't planned this, but I heard myself saying, "Could you please tell me how to spell fix?" There was a long pause. Then came the soft-spoken answer, "I guess your finger must have healed by now." I laughed. "So it's really you," I said. "I wonder if you have any idea how much you meant to me during that time." "I wonder," she said, "if you know how much your call meant to me. I never had any children, and I used to look forward to your calls." I told her how often I'd thought of her over the years, and I asked if I could call her again when I came back to visit my sister. "Please do," she said. "Just ask for Sally." 3 months later, I was back in Seattle. A different voice answered, "Information." I asked for Sally. "Are you a friend?" she asked. "Yes, a very old friend," I answered. "Well, I'm sorry to have to tell you this," she said. "Sally had been working part-time because these last few years she's been very, very sick. She died 5 weeks ago." Before I could hang up, she asked me, "Wait a minute. Did you say your name was Wayne?" "Yes," I answered. "Well, Sally left a message for you. She wrote it down in case you called. Let me read it to you." The note said, "Tell him there are other worlds to sing in. He'll know what I mean." I thanked her and hung up. I knew what Sally meant. Wayne ended this story of his personal experience with a statement: "Never underestimate the impression you may make on others. Whose life have you touched today? Why not pass this story on? That's what I'm doing. I'm sharing it with you. And Wayne left with these few words. He said, lift you up on eagle's wings. May you find the joy and peace you long for. Remember, life is a guided journey, not a tour. I love this story, and I appreciate so much it being passed along to me, because I think it's so important for you to remember that you make a difference. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you're doing with your life, whatever is going on in your life, you make a difference. It's very important. And maybe I can help you with the changes in your life that you're going through. If you'd like to give me a call and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, give me a buzz at 888-268-4313. I am Donna Sebo. This is the Donna Sebo Show, an hour of mind power, where I share with you my expertise, my understanding, and a lot of wisdom, insights, recipes, all kinds of different information that I think you will enjoy. And you can tell your friends about it, too. So don't forget, you're listening to bbsradio.com. Pass the word along. We'd like to have as many people know about our broadcast because we feel we have so much to offer to you. And if you would like to get in touch with me or know how to reach me, all you have to do is go to my website, DelphiInternational.com. That's D-E-L-P-H-I, International.com. Or you can email me at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. Oh, I said I had some answers to those questions I posed to you, didn't I? Well, let's just take care of those answers. The one sport in which neither the spectators nor the participants know the score of the leader until the contest ends. Did you figure out boxing? That's the one sport. North American landmark that constantly moves backwards, that's Niagara Falls. The rim is worn down about 2.5 feet each year because of the millions of gallons of water that rush over it every minute. The only two vegetables that can live to produce on their own for several growing seasons, those are asparagus and rhubarb. The fruit with its seeds on the outside, that's the strawberry. Now, how did that pear get inside that brandy bottle? It grew inside the bottle. The bottles are placed over the pear buds when they're small and are wired in place on the tree. The bottle is left in place for the entire growing season. When the pears are ripe, they're snipped off at the stem. Now you know something that you didn't know before. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. Give me a buzz if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little insight. 888-268-4313. We're with bbsradio.com. The Donna Sebo Show will be back in just a moment. Don't you go away now.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Good morning. Donna Sebo here. And I wanted to give out some information again about the glyconutrients that I had mentioned to you earlier in the program. It has meant so much to me to have the opportunity to discover this because, and I have to credit a very dear friend of mine with this, because she was the one that made me aware of glyconutrients. And these involve 8 necessary sugars that are so vital for our health. And I wasn't aware that 5 of these sugars are present in human breast milk. This is the reason why babies, when they're breastfed, are less likely to have digestive problems, respiratory, ear, or other infections. And babies will have less allergies, eczema, and asthma, and are healthier in long-term studies than those who are not. Now, this is a fact. Now, from our very first moments, these vital sugars form the basis of our health and our body's ability to heal. They're called glyconutrients. And these monosaccharides work so hard at regulating, defending, protecting, and repairing our bodies every single day. Now, how do we get them? How do we get these glyconutrients? We can get them through fruits and vegetables. But to find out more about this, because most of us don't have enough time to eat enough fruits and vegetables, I'd like for you to know about how you can get these glyconutrients. Go to my website, DelphiInternational.com. That's DelphiInternational.com. tap on the glyconutrient button, and there you're going to find out how you can empower your understanding about how you and your family can be healthier through good nutrition. This increases cell-to-cell communication in the body. Go in there, research it. You'll have additional links you can go to. This is going to make a difference in your life. It's made a difference in mine, and I'd like to think that it will open up the doors to better wellness for you. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-268-4313. I wanted to share with you this story. Don't ever think that when you get older, you get dumber. Not necessarily. There was this particular evening where an 80-year-old farmer decided he was going to go down to his pond, as he hadn't been there for a while, and look it over. He grabbed a 5-gallon bucket to bring back some fruit. And as he neared the pond, he heard all these voices, feminine voices, shouting and laughing with just tremendous glee. And as he came closer, he saw it was a bunch of young, skinny, dipping women that were in his pond. Well, he made the women aware of his presence, and they all went out to the deep end of the pond, and one of the women, in the process of moving to that deeper area, shouted to him, "We are not coming out until you leave." The old man got sort of thoughtful and was frowning a bit. He said, "You know, I didn't come down here to watch you ladies swim naked or make you get out of the pond naked." Holding the bucket up, he said, "I'm here to feed the alligator." Yes. Don't think that because he's 80 years old, he's dumb. The moral of this story is some old men can still think fast. And I really appreciate Mary sending me that. Donna Sebo here. Let me light up your life with a little bit of insight. Give me a buzz at 888-268-4313. Now, I want you to know that this program and some other programs will be archived, and all future programs will be archived. And remember to tell your friends about bbsradio.com, because we have so many wonderful things going on here through this wonderful medium of the Internet, and we would just love to have you join us as often as you possibly can. So please do that. Now, if you're a business person and you are always wanting to find ways of evaluating things much more effectively, you need expert help, you're just trying to figure out what you can do to make life a little bit better or make your business better. Well, here is something that Robin Speculand found out. He is a business consultant himself, and he likes this story. He said, you need to keep an open mind about who is an expert. And this is what he relates. He said, there was a museum that wanted to know which of its exhibits were the most popular with its visitors. Well, there were many different consultants that were asked to bid on the job of finding out. The senior management of the museum went over all of the bids, and there was a manager that wanted to find out whether anyone had talked with any of the employees. And he just asked around, and none of the managers had even considered that. They said, no, we didn't do that. We were going to hire a consultant because they really will know better than we. He said, okay, let me give you a suggestion. Why don't we talk to our employees first and see what they have to say? Well, they found an employee that supplied them with the answer. Who was that employee? It was their janitor. How was he the one, or why was he the one that could provide the answer? Very simple. He knew very well where the visitors to the museum spent the most time, because he had to clean up after them at the end of the day. Very simple logic, right? Visitors voted for exhibits with their feet, and he saw the votes firsthand. Gives you a lot to think about, doesn't it? Sometimes we get so concerned because we just don't know who to ask. Sometimes the best people to ask are right around you. If you're in business and you are handling some challenges and you want some information, go to the people that are closest to you. Ask them what they observe. Remember, I've been talking about team this whole morning, and it's very important for you to understand that your team can sometimes be your family. It can be friends. If you're finding that maybe something isn't working out very well, ask the people closest to you. Maybe they're your fellow workers. If you're feeling like something's not correct, ask them what they think. They'll give you the answer. Well, I know we're almost out of time this morning. This is Donna Siebel, and I'm looking forward to sharing more time with you with future broadcasts. And I know that you're going to find more information about my upcoming guests and the people that are going to be a part of this wonderful show. And I'm so delighted you're able to be here with me at the same time, same place every morning on bbsradio.com. Remember always that you're the master of your fate. You're the captain of your soul. I adopted that slogan so many years ago, especially when I went through some pretty dark moments in my life. When you can understand that where you are is just in a moment, it's not the beginning, it's not the end, it's just the moment of now. When you do that, then you will be the king or queen of your space. Because in that moment, you will take total dominion over who you are and what you do with a level of excellence that will surpass anything you would have believed that you were capable of. I think Dolly Parton is a gal and has a lot to say in one of her statements that I think is just great. And you can just visualize Dolly in your mind saying this. She said, I'm not going to limit myself just because people won't accept the fact that I can do something else. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, if you want to do something else, you can. It's all up to you. Donna Siebel here. We will be chatting with you again in the near future. Take care. God bless. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.